the inappropriate jokes from the past.
Yeah, so good.
Like, there's so many jokes that even in this special, I can already tell, like, it's a week away from being inappropriate.
Oh, know? Right.
Mm. Especially that thing about Kate Middleton. That was really a mistake. Didn't see that coming.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Guten Tag. Welcome to your mom's house.
Jean's house.
Your Jean's house. I am excited to be here. Real quick, there are limited tickets left for upcoming shows. April 12th in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena. April 13th in Charlotte, North Kakalaka at Spectrum Center, and April 14th in Raleigh, North Carolina at PNC Arena. Of course, I've also announced a bunch of new shows. I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, September 14th at Ball Arena, September 28th in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Scotiabank Center, November 9th in Phoenix, Arizona at Footprint Center, plus a bunch of other shows. People have asked me about cities that I have not yet announced, and they're like, what, are you just skipping fucking Minneapolis and Chicago and Milwaukee, Boston, etc., and Judor Titties? No, those are all going to be announced in the upcoming, the next announcement.
You're going to do them all.
Yeah. So that's that. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that came out in Judor Titties to see me and Ridgefield Cum Neticunt.
Yeah.
Killer shows. I also have a hotel toilet update for you.
Great.
But first, I'd like to plug, I added a show in Los Angeles at the Masonic Lodge, May 8th. Little tickets left for that. And then Oh, I forgot your sound effects. Thank you. Orlando, Florida. I'm doing the Funny Bone in August.
Cool. Yeah.
ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets.
And you're there. Your show's May 8th in LA?
Yeah.
May 9th, I'm in LA. The day after.
Okay, then.
That's May 9th. That is. That's going to be.
Wait, what does that even say? What did
that
say?
That one time my windpipe.
That one time my windpipe.
And May 7th. So May 7th, check it out. This is your whole LA week. May 7th is the 5K.
That's right.
Two Bears 5K. And that's twobears5k.com. May 8th, Chris Jeanza has a show. May 9th, I have a show. All of that's taking place in LA.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What is amaze? Yeah. All right.
Be relaxed.
Be relax. Are you ready to start the show?
I'm fucking so pumped, dude.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hi, player. You've been played.
Ooh.
Enjoy your karma, baby.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
No mom in the fucking stand.
She's got stories.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsi. Christina
Pajitsi. Welcome to your mom's house.
God, eyes are all fucking dumb. Where's your dad eyes? Where's your dad eyes?
I left them. Can Reed hear me?
Should be able to.
If he's out there, if you have my dad eyes, my new glasses, will you bring them in? Thank you. Yeah, I have some new dad eyes here.
Your new ones?
I think so. Yeah, I think they're ready.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
Everything's going to be so much crisper and clearer. You're going to like the way you look.
See whatever now. Yeah.
Whatever.
Instead of feeling around. They hear.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, bro. Okay, cool.
This is a YMH exclusive. Your new dad eyes have arrived.
My dad eyes are here.
Holy shit, dude. Let's see them.
Let's see what I have. All right. Tell me how you like these bad boys.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Everything is so crisp and clean.
Is it better, really?
It's so sharp.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Dude, we look so cool together.
Mm-hmm. You like these?
We're the coolest couple ever.
You want to see another pair?
Yeah.
These have like a matte finish, it looks like here. Let's see. Maybe you can vote on which you prefer.
Ooh, I like the matte. What do you guys think? I like the matte finish a little
matte
bit.
Matte finish?
It's a little different.
I got a very sincere nod from Tanner. He was just like,
well, yeah, but Annie is the fashion guy.
That's right.
You have to go with
Annie. Fashions?
Let me see the other ones again.
Okay, hold on. Just so you're locked in. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Yeah, okay. It's dope. It's fire.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah, the matte.
The mat?
The mat, okay.
Toy. Yeah, the mat, right?
Very exciting. Hold on. We're not done yet.
No, we're not even close.
Hold on.
Dang.
Ooh.
Dude. Bro, you went green.
Are these green?
They're like great. Yeah, they're
don't
green.
Give me, don't.
Nope. Okay.
That's for home.
No,
is
I'm
that
saying,
for,
don't give me the is this green shit. Don't.
He's oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, colorblind is cap.
Colorblindness is cap. Sorry.
He really can't. His eyes are retarded.
Oh, these are Old Faithfuls that I just had the lenses.
I do that too. Can I tell you something though? I always regret when I do that.
You do?
Yeah, because it's fun. You should get new styles.
New styles. What do you think, Annie? They're good?
No, those look like pharmacy readers.
They're not.
They look like you got those at the Randall's.
Oh my God.
That
Wait,
sucks.
Let me see the green ones though. I was playing about the.
No, okay. the green ones are no, they're no bad. Point. No.
Oh, right, no.
Okay. Let me look at them. They look like you work in like accounts payable. Okay. I don't think they're. I like better.
These are rad though. These are my most stylish pair.
This
I
is.
Think.
They all look identical though.
Are they?
Everyone that you're like, I love.
They
these.
Look identical.
It's the same thing. Yeah, they're three of the same pair.
Seriously?
Except you got chrome.
They do look exactly the same. Like one of them is Matt.
Yeah, that's dope though. I like it.
I
should have
listened
look.
To the lady. I should have listened to her. She goes, wow, you like black glasses. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're, you chose three of the same. And
okay,
then
all right.
The green is terrible.
Just fucking relax a little bit.
Don't wear that around me.
Don't wear the
I
green?
I like the thick blackies, yeah. I don't like the... The greenies are just too dorky. Let me see.
These? Too dorky?
Yeah, you just look... It's
Those
just,
aren't too dorky.
I feel like this is kind of basic, bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
You just look kind of boring.
I don't know. I kind of fuck with it. Like, with the right fit.
Do you think these last two are...
With the right fit, but he looks like he's wearing khakis.
Oh, these are very... These are different, but these are like...
Oh, wow.
Those FBI investigator.
Yeah, you look like Donald Draper. Right? Is that the guy? It's very 1960s and 50s.
Yeah, these are old school.
These are retro. I like them.
I think they have to be like with a specific outfit. Yeah, yeah,
you know who you should do it? Sammy, his suits.
Oh, Sam Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Sean?
Like one of those kind of smart looking suits.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
But you are in the FBI with those.
Hopefully Joey Diaz approves of at least one of these.
He hates your big rimmed ones.
He doesn't like the ones I normally wear.
Those look like you're denying the aliens
it's with
exist.
The fucking glasses. Oh, these are different. These are different.
How many fucking glasses did you get, Dad?
Too many. Too many. How about these? These have a different.
Yeah, those are mine. You just fucking style suck me hard, dude.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are any? Exactly like the other ones.
They're not exact. They're completely different. That's the whole point. Dude, what do you mean they're exactly? They're different.
Okay.
You can't see the difference?
The sides are like tortoise shell, but they're pretty similar. They're similar, Dad.
The fuck is wrong
guys,
with you?
Guys, am I crazy here?
Yes.
They're similar.
They're yeah. similar, but, you know, a little more style.
It's a little tortoise shell on the side. But, babe, you picked 10 of the same thing.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm getting more.
I'm not telling you not to.
Yeah, I'm getting more.
I like when he gets defiant with me, like, I mean, do it anyway.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah, I know. No one's stopping
you. I'll do what I fucking want, and I'll wear these when I want. Anyway, I can see fine now. I feel great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look very handsome.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. You look like a handsome woman.
I am handsome. I'm getting old. My meat's rotting off the bone. Can I give you a toilet update?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to Judark Titties. I stayed there for 2 nights. Jesus. It was lovely. The shopping was great.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of everybody here in the studio because I was a little ashamed of how I would pee in the toilet and then not flush all night. Ugh. And then I would create a toilet mayhem thing.
Yeah.
So I made a very conscious effort to flush all through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to report I did not clog any toilets this weekend in Judark Titties. Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
That's awesome.
I'm proud of myself.
That's great.
And I also have a Toto washlet update in our home. It's finally been repaired.
That's very huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I feel like we suffered for a long time.
I was willing to give up one of the kids or something like that, you know? So that, yeah.
No, that was fucking disastrous. Anyway, I'm stoked to be shitting again and getting my asshole cleaned.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It really is.
I stayed in a hotel recently where I was like, you know, every time you check in, you're like, fuck, you got to take your first dump in your hotel. And they had a total washlet in the hotel. And I was
wow. That's God's work.
I feel like it's slowly becoming the standard, just slowly.
Think of some comedy duos who got it done. Key and Peele, Faye and Poehler. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. I love Shopify. I think it's such an easy, intuitive tool for people growing their business. I mean, it's an absolute no-brainer. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/momshouse, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/momshouse now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/momshouse. You should not have to worry when you buy your tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. We all use Game Time in the office here to buy tickets to our favorite sports games. The boys here just love it. Save up to 60% off when buying last-minute tickets for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or event. Their all-in pricing feature shows the total upfront with no surprise fees at checkout. You also get to see a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code YMH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code YMH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You know, slowly. It's going to take, yeah.
I don't know why Americans are so opposed to it. I just can't understand this.
Japan, it's everywhere. 7-Eleven has them. Seriously.
Wow.
7-Eleven has them.
Yeah, the West is just weird about their assholes being clean. I mean, they think it's gay or something.
I don't know what it is, but it is, you feel so much better about yourself.
I know. I was texting with somebody and they're like, yeah, my husband doesn't want to try it. He thinks it's gay. It feels
it's gay
to have water squirting in your beehole.
But it cleans your beehole up.
No, I know. Bert likes it, right?
I don't know anybody who said they don't enjoy it.
I also had more toilet thoughts.
Tell me.
So I was traveling and you know how in the airports they don't have a normal sink sometimes where you have to push the thing down and then the sink down and then the water comes out of the spout for like a few seconds. Well, I was washing my hand because I started to just wash. I've always actually, let's be honest, like when I'm traveling, I'll wash one hand after using the toilet. Uh-huh, yeah. And then I thought to myself, is that okay? Is it okay to wash one hand? I'm a big single hand washer.
Right? But for urinating, not for number two.
But why? You don't wipe your ass with both hands.
I just feel like it, you owe it to the other hand after you dump. But when I pee, I do a lot of single, and it bothers Sean. He's seen me do it. He's like, "What are you doing?"
I've seen you clean the hand that I used. Yeah, but do you soap it or you just wash it with water?
I mean, I've had pees where I don't wash my hands. Sure. I've had pees where I wet my hands, and then but typically I try to put a little soap on this hand. I go like this.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what
I do. But for dumps, I always do the two hands.
See, I'm not sure I'm convinced you have to do double-handed wash for dumps.
I just think you owe it to yourself.
I don't think I need to. I feel like, unless the shit particles in the air are getting on my other hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a one-handed wash after a dump at the airport.
F-A-R-T.
What do you guys think? Do you think a one-handed wash is okay for dumps?
One-handed?
No way. Unacceptable.
Are you grabbing the toilet paper with one hand? You're not using the other one to assist you at all?
Well, okay, but what you're talking about, Yana, it's a clean roll, and there's not shit on the roll that I am
just
taking
down. Just say you're nasty, you know what I mean? Say I'm nasty.
You guys know I'm nasty. No one's fucking denying it.
But you're touching the toilet probably to flush the handle of the stall. No. Like, there's all this stuff you're coming in contact with.
And also, what do you mean it's a clean roll? It's a clean roll maybe when you use it the first time, but what about when you wipe the second time? Now your shit hand touched the roll, and now you're touching it with your non-shit hand.
Now he makes sense.
Now they're both shit hands.
See, Annie, you're the only one that can really get to me. You're the only guy that makes sense. Because Annie and I are just as fucked up on most things.
Yeah. Do you think this guy washes his hands?
I'd like you to meet 60-year-old kilt-wearing Houston man, Mitchell C. Vest. Now, Mitchell is a monster of a man, both in size and action, as you'll soon find out. Mr. Vest was caught on camera on February 8th, shoving items from an antique store up his butt and then returning them with a little extra stink on them back to the shelves. After the video was released and reported on social media by folks like Grizzly Hood News, multiple reports came in from people that saw Vest shoving objects up his free ball and bare ass at multiple vendors in Harris County. One of the items was a makeup brush.
Oh.
The vendors at the shops said they had to throw away the items because they had noticeable fecal matter on them. No word on if Vest, who looks to be about twice the size of every cop that arrested him, is also an antique vendor trying to taint his rivals, or just a guy who gets his jollies knowing people touch his poop. But he was taken into custody on one count of criminal mischief, which is basically a nothing offense. So he'll be out and browning trinkets in no time.
Do you think it makes his dick hard to do this? Is this a fetish?
It fills him with joy. I don't know if he gets hard, but I think he definitely enjoys it. There's a thrill to him for him to do that. Yeah,
I get it. And I kind of get this one. I get it. It's your secret.
It's your little secret. Yeah. That was up in my ass earlier.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I get this one.
But it's also the payoff is imagined for him. You never see
the payoff.
That's
the problem.
You know?
That's the problem is that you don't get to see
he
someone.
He just like, somebody goes, oh, where can I find antiques? He's like, you should go to this store on Randall Ave. It's got some good stuff.
Well, the thing is, how does he get the payoff? Maybe if he worked in a restaurant.
Maybe it's just his imagination.
Yeah.
That's the thrill. But he just knows. And then he walks out and he's like, it's a bunch of stuff that was up my ass in there. and someone's going to touch it, you know?
With fecal matter. That means he walked in with a loaded bee.
Or maybe it was just post dumping.
And then he doesn't wipe and he just wipes with
Wipe well. Yeah.
I think antiques are nasty to begin with. Like they're probably
Old and stinky to begin with.
Yeah. You want someone's fucking butt.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine picking up?
And you're like, what is this? Is this shit?
How does this smell? Yeah. Fuck. He's huge, too.
He is enormous. But at least he wears a kilt. That's smart.
That is smart for putting stuff up your ass. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, speaking of things that go in holes, they keep coming
out.
Airtight stories keep
the
coming
best.
In. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we discussed people who go airtight, plug up all their holes, how rarely it must happen. And ever since we talked about it, you guys have been sharing your stories.
Nonstop.
So I want to thank you for sharing them. if you want to send one in, it's yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the email address. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, airtight. Here we go. Hi, Hiller. I wanted to share with you my airtight story. Years ago, I had a large friend group where we would all casually sleep around together, and it wasn't a big deal. One time at a party at my parents' house, me and a guy friend I had previously hooked up with were making out and messing around in the garage. Another friend, who I had a huge crush on, wanted to join in, so I allowed it. My parents owned a 67 convertible Mustang, and I decided we had to do it either on or in the car. One guy was sitting in the front seat, and I leaned over the front seat and was blowing him, while my other friend was hitting it from behind in the back seat. The airtight aspect was an unplanned surprise because the dude from behind also stuck his thumb in my ass. Mm. When I tell you I have never come harder in my life, I think about that experience at least 3 times a week. I'm a 26-year-old woman now, and I'm still chasing that dragon to this day, if you know what I mean. And yes, my parents still own the Stang, and I always get the tingles when I drive it. Ugh. Keep them high and tight, mommy. Shelby.
I don't know what's worse, the antique store getting shit on it or your Mustang getting cum all over it.
I know. Your 67 collectible?
Yeah. The disrespect. Well, and does a thumb count as going airtight?
Well, that's a really interesting technical point. I mean, I suppose, you know, it's plugging the hole. We prefer it to be a different appendage.
We do, yeah. But, We're purists over here at your mom's house.
Yeah. I prefer you to have to deal with 3 dongs. All right, here's another one. You ready? This one sounds, I haven't even read it, but it looks like it's going to be crazy. This one time in Cancun, when I turned 25, at the tail end of our stay at the resort we were at, the Australian men's rugby team pulled up for their holiday. And that night I had the delight of being passed around between 6 of these golden bodied Adonises. There were moments when there were 2 with a 3rd in my hand. There was shower time and chair and bed adventures. And the best part was how courteous they were. One then walked in and surveyed the scene and asked his fellows, "How's she doing? Is she okay?"
Aww.
I'm talking about the consent and consideration, and it was just phenomenal. I smoked half a pack of Marlboro Lights and sipped a fresh margarita when I got back to my room, and it was quite possibly the best birthday present I've ever had.
Wow.
Please keep my name anonymous. She's from Australia. If you hear this, please delete that photo from your phone, even though you said you come so... I don't know what the fuck this means. What does that mean?
I think she's putting a little message out to one of the guys that fucked her.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that photo you have of me. Oh. Can you get rid of that?
Oh, I got you. So she's saying there were...
It's a team.
She said 6 of them.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a busy...
But again, I didn't hear about all 3 at once.
This is a good point.
That's a really good point. Yeah. I think she just took turns.
It sounds...
With 6 guys.
Yeah, there's not enough suffering involved. That just sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I like to hear the athleticism.
Okay, you come.
Yeah. 6 guys, though, in a night. 6 Australian rugby players.
Yeah, they're good. Such good shape.
Yeah, in great shape.
Yeah,
and they're
beautiful.
Tough guys.
I love it.
I think she probably had a good time, you know?
Yeah. Come for me.
Yeah.
Ew. I always hate when he does that.
Yeah.
But I like the 2 and you, 3 and you. It's the feat of it that I always
really want to know about, being able to take all of it at the same time.
The athleticism involved.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I think having just being passed around doesn't count.
Passed around doesn't count. I don't think, I don't know that she went airtight. She did say she had two in her at a point and then one in her hand. But
again, the hands are just bonus. The hand's easy.
Yeah, not airtight.
I want one in the pink, one in the stink, one in the mouth.
That's airtight.
That's airtight.
Those are the standards of this show, goddammit. And don't you write in again with something that's not airtight if you're telling us you went airtight.
Let me see all that.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about fucking DPs and handies.
I don't
want to
hear
you
being passed around.
Yeah, that's too much fun. That's too easy.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
Anybody, yeah. Speaking of your birthday,
any whore could actually pull that off. Six guys. Jesus Christ. You fucking animal. We're going to act like you have any dignity left. You got passed around by a fucking sports team.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Fucking slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I think in my mind, I'd be like, that sounds cool, but then I don't know if I could. I don't know.
Yeah, she had the best time ever. I guess I shouldn't.
Yeah, she liked it, babe. You're thinking
she's,
like
she
you.
Should be, she's, I mean.
You need to think like her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm proud of myself.
She's looking back on it like, what a great birthday present.
Yeah, she smoked half a pack of her Marlboro Lights reminiscing about it.
All right, cut some of that out.
The only thing I think about, honestly, is my germaphobe stuff. Like, does she let them all come inside of her?
No, I'm sure she was like, don't come.
No, I mean, you think they use condoms? Am I that uptight that I think these people should use rubbers? They probably didn't.
Probably
right?
A good idea, especially in Mexico.
If you're sharing with
what, you think that she's going to get diarrhea if she doesn't use a condom?
Yeah, that's it.
If you're sharing with a group of people, I think that. The standard would be to use it, right? I mean,
I guess, because give each other diseases and stuff. I just think of I think of six different cum loads in you. I just think like just too much different cums, right?
It's a lot of different cums. Yeah. It's a lot.
That's all I'm thinking about.
It's a good thought. It's very relevant. I think you're making a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And strangers comes.
Yeah.
From day-to-day annoyances to the big stuff life throws your way, it's easy to get worked up. But there's a better way, a chiller way. Turn that canceled concert into a parking lot dance party. Too cold for an ocean swim? Play volleyball and light a bonfire instead. That's choosing chill. And when you choose chill, reach for Coors Light. Seriously, is there any better beer than Coors Light on a hot summer day? You're out on the boat. Tommy and I throw a bunch of Coors Light into the cooler and we head out to the lake and it's just creating such a vibe and so many great memories. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When you embrace a chill mindset, it's a good time to choose chill and crack open a Coors Light. Coors Light is mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. When you choose to rise above it all, choose chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/YMH. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Hey, fight fans. We've got a big weekend coming up with UFC 300 right around the corner. With matchups set to make history in the octagon, this is one you do not want to miss. I've teamed up with DraftKings Sportsbook to bring you closer to the action. Right now, all new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using my code MOM. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 on any fight and receive $150 in bonus bets instantly. Stay in on the action and use your $150 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays for a shot at an even bigger payout. Combine multiple bets together from the same fight, including total rounds and method of victory. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code MOM and bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code MOM only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/MMA for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is pretty funny. You know, we had the shaman in here.
Of course. How can I forget him?
You guys know the who greatest. We're talking about, right? The double soul shaman that came in here, this guy.
So no wonder the yogis have been doing it for over 5,000 years.
Drinking his piss.
Oh, I just got the chills again.
Everything that's bad for us, like injecting heavy metals and aborted fetal cells.
So he came in here. It was pretty hilarious. what does he have here? This is a, I guess this is a new video he has out. I haven't seen it.
So I've eaten a fair amount of pussy in my lifetime. And it's unfortunate because a lot of pussy out there, I don't know if it's like the girls are drinking too much kombucha, but their pussies, I don't know, it could be that they're going through a significant biological special program of nature where the bacteria are either rebuilding or breaking down tissue in their pussies. After they experienced an unexpected conflict shock. You know, there's a lot of sexual conflict shocks that happen in our society because... And so anyway, I have eaten pussy where it's been like, whoa, that tastes like if I wanted cheese, I would go to Whole Foods.
Oh my God. Okay.
But the bleeps don't cover the word pussy.
They don't care about it at all. So we found we got the security footage of when he came here.
But spoiler alert, you don't like pussy. That's why you don't.
Yeah,
You know, you have to like cheese to eat it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's part of...
You gotta be into...
He's like, what's going on with all these pussies? Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd make sense. Feel the same way. He's not into eating puss, you know?
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't think it's the kombucha they're eating.
I think it's the pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not for you.
Good point. Very good observation.
Thank you.
So we pulled the security footage from when he came here because it's just ridiculous. So this is, if you're listening, you're going to have to go to YouTube for, but you can see that this is him arriving and right away, he's very huggy, very affectionate. He gives this meaningful hug, like a back rub.
Yeah. Who got
back
the rub?
Like, that's the cougar.
Is that cougar?
Yeah. Next guy shakes hands, by the way. Next guy's like, hi.
Yeah. That's his assistant.
Then, in the lobby here.
But he's wearing his clothes now. He's taking his clothes off.
He's taking his clothes off in the lobby, just sitting on the lobby couch. Like, everyone's, like, doing work. I mean, this is a community area, right?
Yeah.
You would think you would do this maybe in the bathroom or something.
You might want to say, is there a dressing room?
Yeah, somewhere I can go. Yeah, look at he's fucking dropping his pants.
Just typing.
Yeah.
It just takes...
What are you, out of your mind?
Everybody's trying to pretend like it's normal. Is that Tanner just sitting there like, did he say anything while he was taking his pants off?
No.
He was just like talking, making chit chat and then taking his clothes off.
It was really nonchalant.
Well, you know, he has no qualms about
nudity.
Yeah, but it just happened. Like I looked up and his pants were coming down. So I just
okay, bro.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Because we told him beforehand, like, hey, man, sorry, you can't do it naked.
Because he wanted to be naked.
Yeah, he wanted to be completely naked. So, like, he was like, oh, okay, I totally get it. Then Nianna sends me a message while we're in here doing the first segment. She's like, hey, he's taking his clothes off in the lobby right now, by the way.
Well, I shot down the naked thing.
It's amazing.
Because I was like, yeah, this is the workplace, too.
Right, there's people here that don't want to see him.
Yeah, we got interns out there.
Yeah, interns.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Young kiddos.
This is like, I'm walking up and then I see, so is that you, Zolo? You're heading out?
Yeah.
And he hugged me. I get a nice back rub.
Yeah. Now I walk in and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so starstruck.
Yeah. You go, you're open-armed.
And I love him. I love him. He's my guy.
And he gives you a kiss.
He gives me a kiss.
Yeah.
A couple of gals catching up.
Yep. And then, oh yeah, here is on this screen on the top left. Well, you can see a couple of them. I'm trying to get Adam to get a hug and he's resisting.
Watch
he's
this,
like,
Adam
and he
pushes.
Shoves me. He's like, nope, because he knows I'm trying to get him.
The shove.
Yeah. He was like, get out of here. I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're rallying to get everybody to give
I was
a
trying
hug.
To get everybody hugged. Yeah.
That's cool. Or he's stretching.
He's stretching. He's like in downward dog right here.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And then look at Annie. Annie walks in and he's like, nope, just hard beeline.
See him in your periphery?
He fucking scared me. I looked straight at him. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, okay, nope, we're going this way. Yeah. Straightforward.
And yeah.
Cougar's taking pictures.
Very deliberate walk.
Good job.
Yeah. And then this is the, I go into this office and he walks by and I think I'm able to get Reed to get a hug here. I think that's what I do, right?
Reed.
Yeah.
Get a hug.
Reed's in the conference room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, come here, man. Have you met him? You see him, he's like, okay, all right.
Yeah. He gives very meaningful hugs.
And it's also, he's in his underwear. It's a strange way. You don't usually hug people, you know?
His body was very warm. Mm. I remember being like, oh, he's radiating heat. He's very healthy.
His testosterone's high.
Yeah.
He's good.
He did some ball cupping and he was...
It's very sad that Annie didn't get his hug.
I know.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, shame. Chad didn't get a hug? God damn.
Next time.
That will happen next time.
Most definitely.
Yeah. No one's going anywhere without that happening.
He was so sweet.
He was a nice guy.
I really like him. Really like him.
By the way, it's funny that he complimented the pearls. Remember that day? I had pearls from Neanna.
Yeah.
That video, when you first see him walking up, and I go up to the desk, and then I walk away, that's me giving the pearls to Neanna, because I knew I didn't even see him yet, and I just knew, I'm like, he gonna say some shit about these pearls, and I ain't trying to play this fucking game. I was just being stupid and putting these fucking pearls on because she was like, oh, they look so cute. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then as soon as he came in, he's like, by the way, I like those pearls. I'm like, oh man,
I got you.
Oh, thanks, nigga. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, he got in. He found his in with you. Fuck, dude. Dang.
Who's that guy with the pearls?
Who's that guy with the pearls? It's like this, there's this clip of 50 Cent. I don't know if you've seen this one where he's like, did he want to take me shopping? You see that? He's like, shopping? What the fuck you take me shopping for? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Take me shopping.
Diddy told 50, like, let me take you shopping.
Yeah.
He's like, the fuck? Like,
yeah.
You don't take me shopping.
Yeah. Like a girl. Like, I'll buy you stuff and then you do stuff for me. Like, what, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real fucking weird.
Yeah, he's in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, he's being a bit of a rascal, huh?
Dude, 50 is the most ruthless.
That's so rad.
Instagrammer of all time.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. Like, he posts like, uh-oh, this shit's bad.
Let's take a look. Can we look? That
he's
was
the best.
So funny
if as long as you're not in a argument with him, he is awesome. He's been all over the, so he's suing his distributor for his liquor. So he's one of the few people that would basically have a distributor like that and then like be openly suing and post about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to sue somebody, but he posts about it.
You stupid ass nigga. I told you, stop fucking with R. Kelly. I said, grab them in the pussy. Don't kidnap the pussy. They raided your shit. I see. I got a courtesy call when they raided my house. You really fucked up, my nigga. Can I get a copy of the Meek Mill sex tape? Please, nigga. Puffy, you stupid ass nigga. I told you, stop.
Okay, you can back out of that.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Puffy.
God damn, dude. That is fucking savage.
I mean, he posts that shit. Oh, he just posted this horn.
Yeah,
why
did he post that?
He's posting Jay-Z now. What is the Jay-Z shit?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Anybody seen Jay? Puff said, ain't answering his phone. LOL. Okay. 50. Jesus Christ, dude.
What's up?
Okay. He's like, he just posted that
the white suit.
With the white suit. He just posted that right
Jay-Z
now.
What's Jay-Z doing?
Huge. Last report is seen waving at Puffy Jet. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Bro. He does this all the time. He always is instigating. It's really, really funny.
That's amazing. That's really funny.
Yeah. If you scroll further down, So that was the Dr. Dre Walk of Fame stuff. But like, he was trolling Puff for the last 3 months about all this shit. Like, he just, every bit of news that would come out, he would post about it. He's just fucking ruthless.
He knew. He knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that
he has like, everybody has their cycle of posts. So he has like the behind the scenes fashionable stuff. And then he gets on a cycle where like he'll post about Floyd, Puffy, then he'll, his business stuff, his TV shows. This was like a phase here, you know, like, but then it'll be like right back to like talking shit about somebody.
Yeah, because he knew.
He's very direct with it.
Puff was being a creep, right?
I mean, it seems like it's pretty unanimous.
It was pretty well known. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the musicians all knew. That's kind of how we comedians know who's a creep.
Yeah, when people just know, they just talk about it.
You're like, we all knew that. Oh, you guys just finding
and
out?
And they usually do this thing where they befriend somebody outside of the circle. Because, like, I just saw somebody who has befriended a comedian we know. Who and the new guy, it's good. We can close this. Thanks, man. Is the new guy is like not a comedian. And then you go, oh, this guy doesn't know that this comedian is a real shitbag.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, they
if
trick
you. You don't know.
They get you.
A quick reminder.
Sneak in.
Josh Potter's show, Behind the Jeans, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central for channel members. Thursday it goes for everyone. So if you're a channel member, you can interact with him, right? You can go live. You can chat with him. You Be Trippin' every Monday on the You Be Trippin' pod. That's Ari's new travel podcast we're producing, but it's on his podcast channel. And that's fucking rad. They're both been very well received. People seem to be excited about them. So congrats to Josh and Ari. Ari Schaefer.
Ari Schaefer.
Why don't we take a quick break?
Yep.
And we'll be right back. All right. We're very excited to be back. The new special, Hot Crust Buns, is streaming now on Netflix. It's Dave Attell, everybody.
Goodness. Thank you for having me. I've been waiting on this.
The great one.
I've been here all week, actually across the street at the Public Storage.
I appreciate you waiting outside for so long. It's great to have you here, man. Thank you for coming in.
And both to you and Two Bears is where it started.
Right? Well, this was actually our flagship show.
Really?
This is this show that you're on right now, we started in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah. With Christina and I started doing it in an apartment in Burbank. And,
really?
Yeah, in 2010. So it's been almost 14 years we've been doing it.
Well, I like how it's kind of half podcast, half art expo. You have a lot of different antiquities in here.
Yeah, there are. This is all shit we've collected over the years, a bunch of nonsense. And then there's a bunch of cool guys in the framed paintings.
Yeah, who are they?
Oh, they're legends. Oh, they're legends of the show. Let me see if I can give you an idea.
I'd love to hear.
Yeah. This is one of the most famous cool guys here. Let's see. I'm trying to figure his first one. Do you know what it's listed as?
Is it RPC?
Yeah.
The first one's called Move In. Starts with Move In.
Okay. Yeah. Here you go. So this is like.
Black guys who love to fuck and fuck good. If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95. If you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man. Men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug, you want to come move in? A friend can move with you too, man. Free rent, you get a lease and a key. Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me. I'm home now. You see me, you want to come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
So stuff like that.
And who is he?
He's that guy. His name is Robert Paul Champagne. He lives in New York. You could visit him when you're home.
I need a place to stay. But I think you really captured him in that oil.
Yeah.
I think you really did.
2395 Wagner Houses, apartment 2C, 124th and 1st Avenue, Spanish Harlem.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'll Uber over.
it gets a whole... So we honor these guys who put out things like, you know...
If you've had any kind of erectile disorder problems, I'm here to tell you, forget about Viagra, forget about Cialis, forget about dick and plants and all that stuff. So I don't know if you believe me or not, But if you like to see me smoke some meth with a small limp dick that doesn't get hard any other way, watch it get harder and harder. The more I smoke, the harder my dick gets. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. You know what I like about him? He whispered because he's in a group home. Yeah. He doesn't want to break the rules.
That's right. That's
I mean, he breaks the rules, but he won't break the rules.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
So how about you, buddy? You're on the road.
I am on the road. I'm on tour now. I just announced some more dates. I'm excited. It's been super fun right now.
Yeah.
I'm having a really good time.
You know, I always think I tour hard, but you really tour hard. I mean, this guy overseas.
Yeah, we did a bunch of overseas. We started in Asia this year.
Dave, wow. Do you like that? You go overseas?
I can't leave the country because of my mom. She has dementia. Oh, and I'm always afraid to be like too far away to get there. Yeah. You know, let's say she finds the gun key.
Right.
But I used to do overseas, but never like when I did comedy overseas, it wasn't cool yet. Mm. It wasn't like, I think now because of Netflix and like the international, you know, just the way things are going, that people get it better. Do you think so?
1,000%.
Yeah, yes. So they get it. Back then it was like silence and then at the end applauding like we were in like a ballet or something. So it was really kind of creepy.
There were a few shows like that, obviously in like English as a second language countries.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh, okay. Because you'd hit all the beats of your bit.
Yeah.
And then at the end there's a round of applause and you're like, yeah, they're not like on top of it, you know? But that's usually a language thing. But you could, like, you live in New York, you could go do the UK and that wouldn't be too crazy
far. That's leaving the country.
Yeah, but you're it's a 5-hour flight or whatever.
What do you have, a Concorde? I think it's a long, the whole thing is like, you know, going through customs, all that kind of stuff, and then getting back. But yeah, I mean, I just stress over it. I would say that my tour domestic is enough for me right now. And
do you do Canada?
I have, of course, and I love Canada. I mean, like Vancouver, I think I did a theater show there a couple of years ago. Probably one of the best theater shows. I mean, like the crowd was just popping. They were so good. And, you know, they're smart. They're fun. They get the joke. And, you know, my actual fan base, they're really good joke people. Do you notice, like, the difference between a joke crowd and a podcast crowd? Like, basically,
100%.
There seems to be, like, a little bit of a disconnect. I mean, they're all fans, but the joke people really... they dig the jokes.
When we started doing this podcast and it started to get a following, we would do like a 200-seat room.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we would go, oh, we're going to do a stand-up show, and then we'll do like a podcast the next day, like a two-night thing. And so, but it would be all podcast fans because we were advertising to them. And when you do stand-up, they looked at you like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because... mm-hmm. They felt the performance, which feels weird. It's like if you started to do stand up at like a family dinner and people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. They just wanted us to talk, right? So if you have like a huge podcast audience, stand up feels weird.
Yeah, they like the
just conversation.
They like the connection that they have with you.
Yes.
They feel it's very personal. And I totally think that's great. It's just when you're doing your act, it's sometimes there's like a disconnect of like, what is this now?
Yeah.
No, but once the podcast audience sees your specials too, then they learn like, oh, this is this kind of thing. She's going to do the thing like this. Like,
I hear you.
Yeah, they're cool.
Well, what? Hey, we're in a good spot.
We're in a good spot, man. Yeah. And I'm excited. Like, where did you shoot Hot Cross Buns?
I shot it at the Cobbs in San Francisco, which is probably one of my favorite.
Awesome.
You've been doing that. Club
San Francisco,
forever.
Yeah. Like San Francisco always has been a great comedy town, and it's always been like, you know, a lot of fun. And I think my audience really came to play that night. So if anything, they did better than they gave more than they got. You know, like that's how I felt that, like, you know, there were some technical problems. We did two shows for the shooting and you know, the director, just a great guy, Scott Gallick. I mean, this guy, like, over and above, like, just putting the time into, like, the editing. And I wanted it to be more than just the stand-up, but I also wanted it to be short.
Yeah.
But evidently, you have to have it at 40 minutes in order for, like, it to rate with an algorithm. So so that's something we didn't know. And
so I thought you had it at, like, 37.
Yeah, I had it at 37. And I was like, I think it's 7 minutes too long. I want it shorter. And then we heard, like, just recently, it's got to be at 40 if you really want people to like be able to see it. And and so I'm like, okay. And, you know, luckily Scott like jumped in there and like, you know, did like emergency surgery on it.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
May I ask why you chose to do a 30-minute special?
I think that people's attention spans are kind of broke now, and that TikTok has really had a big effect on not just young people, but old people. We're all distracted. And I do, like, my jokes are really short. He knows, like, it's just... I, you know, like getting a chunk of material, I'm like, oh man, that was cool. It's like 3 minutes. So
yeah,
it's really hard to like fill the hour to begin with for me. That's why I think my turnaround on specials is so low. But like 30 minutes seems to me like, yeah, I could sit through 30 minutes without like having to go look at my emails or, yeah, you know, make a phone call.
Yeah.
But I feel like the hour now is like so difficult for people to, the audience actually, to like get through it, you know? Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the content. It has to do with just how our brains work. What
it's
do you think?
Good point, because to sit down and dedicate an hour of your time in your living room to watch a comic is difficult.
Sure.
You got kids running around or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, most people don't want to watch, if you hand them your phone, they don't want to watch even a 5 minute clip. Right?
Five is a long time too.
Yeah, they're like, give me like 30 seconds.
That's a really good point that like, yeah, you know, everybody wants it immediately. You know, that's why this TikTok thing is in us. You know, it's just, yeah, like there's no going away from it.
There's no like setting up stuff too. It's like, it's got to be, yeah, like, you got to grab people immediately when you hand them, when you send a clip.
Well, much respect your way, because I am a big fan of not only you, but your process. And the thing is, I wanted to do story. Like, I'm not a story guy.
Yeah.
And I think there's great storytellers. Like, I think Bird is one of the best.
He's great.
And yeah, another guy who doesn't get any attention would be my buddy Artie Lang, who's great storyteller.
Fantastic.
He's a great, on the mic, he's great all the way through. His stuff is so real. You know how everybody's like, I want the real?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've seen Artie, and this was years ago, in front of a Today's Woke crowd doing his real stories,
yeah,
about, you know, like all his adventures.
Gambling and craziness.
Yeah, all these,
yeah,
adventures. And they're looking at him, their mouths open. And like, you could almost see them like, send in the sympathy dogs.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm, they were shocked to their system. But I'm like, there's some great storytellers. I'm not a story guy. But I was like, oh, you know what? I'll joke a story, you know, put,
yeah,
jokes through a story,
sure,
just to see what that's like. So you'll see some of that in this special of like, you know, kind of telling a story with jokes.
Yeah.
So
you've always done that though. Cause I think back even like in Skanks has a story, but it's just jokes kind of.
All right. Well,
the story's disguised, right, within jokes.
Well, I thought that was mostly just a nice way to say dick jokes.
But, well, you know,
I mean, I consider all that early stuff just like jokes. Like,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's a good example of that era of comedy of like, you know, keep moving, keep,
yeah,
moving,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
But you still are like that, right? Like you move.
I like
move,
to.
Yeah.
I like a jokes per minute, which I don't know is what you people think of it. It seems like the younger generation doesn't really, they kind of look down on that like it's ham, you know, jokes per minute.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's like I think anybody responds to shit that's really funny. Like you're really funny. So
well, that's a
I mean,
great compliment.
No, it's like, I mean, you have to know, you know that like you're I'm sure it makes you uncomfortable.
It does. I'm very
uncomfortable. I know.
I'm looking at this guy, looking at my future over here, like, yeah, go ahead, say
but
it.
You're everybody's fucking favorite.
Yes.
It's gotta be weird.
Well,
I wonder if the fact that you know that everybody, like all the comics, whoever you talk about, they list you. Do you think that keeps some unspoken pressure on you? Like that to stay working hard and be good because so many people talk about you?
Well, it does make me very uncomfortable, especially when you're with other people who I, of course,
sure,
I contemporaries, colleagues, whatever the appropriate thing is,
yeah,
to say. But I would say that the pressure is always on the material for me because,
yeah,
I have had many experiences, and I'm sure you have, of like younger comics coming in the back, standing,
yeah,
in the back. And it's funny, at the old Punchline San Francisco, they had this long bar and like you'd be performing and then all of a sudden you'd see like, oh man, I'm not doing well in the back. Like you could see to,
yeah,
the back, and it's like all these new comics were watching you and,
sure,
kind of studying you,
yeah,
and like seeing how to do what you do.
Uh-huh.
And after a while, like, you know, it would creep you out, but then you realize it's like, well, that's how you learn how to do comedy. You have to watch
somebody
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And not that I was like the greatest. I was not like George Carlin or anything. It's just like, hey, I was the headliner and they were watching me do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I would reference them and talk to them and everything. But that's really the way to, I would say that was one of the things that really made me always go like, every show should be different. You should always try and bring new material to the stage. And like, I do really, really try like something new every time, you know, whether it's just like, you know, holding the microphone different. No, I'm kidding. That's what, like, somebody put me on the spot. I'm like, yeah, but I'm holding it with my left hand tonight. You know, it's the same joke, but now it's English style.
Do you still do? I remember the, you had the cassette tape with the rubber band.
I love that. I wish I still had that.
You don't have that still.
I think I have it somewhere like in my storage unit.
Are you still a pen to paper guy? Like, do you?
What I do is I listen to my tapes and then I like type them up.
You do.
I type up like the notes that I want to do, and then I carry it around in my travel bag all the time. And it's like funny on an airline when a guy pulls out. It looks like I'm pulling out like a like court, you know, papers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm like looking at it and everything like that. It helps me to listen to my own tapes. And have you ever listened to yourself?
It's mortifying. I
record.
It's the worst.
I record every set, and I listen to less than
2%. And that's the problem. It's like hopefully AI can help us with that.
Yeah.
Well, they'll listen for us and, of course, pump out a better version of what we did.
Yeah, of course.
No, I was like, that to me was like always the humbling of like, oh, I thought that was good. No, it wasn't. Oh, I thought that was terrible. It was a little better than you thought.
Yeah.
But I hate when you have to go through the jokes you know, like are so sick of hearing to get to that one new little
because you have a little
gem,
thing
you know, you're looking for the.
But you listen all the time.
It really depends where I am with stuff. You know, right now I'm in a, I guess you could say a rebuild year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Sure, you got to start over.
Yeah. What do you, I mean, I kind of am very impressed with this generation of comics. I'm like a two or three ahead of you guys, I guess, or at least one.
Yeah.
How you guys are able to turn material. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I think it's just that it became, it's less about us being so, you know, proficient or prolific in it, and that it just became the standard with stuff being released and they're being like, yeah, you gotta turn it over. You have to turn it over. It became the standard.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I was like, I didn't know that would happen. And every time that it happens, like when something comes out, I always get like, oh fuck, I gotta start over. And then you kind of go through a few months of that dread, but you're also working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you get excited about something, it's like, oh, this is fun again. You have to get excited.
I mean, I'm sure this isn't the first time you've heard it in this podcast, but I think I've shot my load. I think this is it for me.
Done.
I'll take my place on the wall and then, you know.
Let's get an Attel painting up quick.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're going to be, because I haven't seen it yet because it came out today.
Yeah. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Both.
Well,
of you.
Is the Milwaukee bit in this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in there. That's actually on the trailer for.
Oh, it is?
For Netflix, you know.
I saw you do that. I saw that live.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, because you did. You were at the Mothership a few months ago. That's when I ran into you. Yeah, and I saw that there.
But I would say my problem is, I don't know if it's a problem, but my thing that with me is that the joke is never done. It's always being rewritten all the time. I have multiple versions of every joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, like sometimes people try and corner you. Like, I heard that joke. I'm like, no, you heard a version of
that joke. Yeah, that's totally different.
It's the setup. Setups I always find are hard. That's why I'm like, I'm jealous of you guys. You're all married with kids. I mean, that must be like a setup like bonanza.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So you have, I've heard this about you that you'll have a great set. You'll be Dave Attell and then you'll fly home on the airplane and rewrite jokes. Is this true?
Or when I'm being good. Yeah. Usually it's just sitting there rewriting my life, like in front of an airport, chain smoking, like, oh man, I can't believe this is it.
You know?
But I like to, that's a very good point of like, you know, when it's fresh in your mind and you're like, man, I should have said it this way. And I will definitely do that if I can, like if I'm being very productive on a flight, on a train, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a weird thing. It's like the most important, unimportant job that we have. I mean, the world isn't going to stop.
Right.
You know? But like for us, it's like all in, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think that does wear you out.
Do you still get newspaper? Do you get the paper?
Do I get newspaper?
Don't you read?
Yes.
Don't you read like the paper to find?
Yeah, I read papers. I read all the different papers. And I think topical jokes, you know, there's such a like, you know, who knew that like, topical jokes would be like, you know, there's always like, you know, they're like little ticking, you know, like you never know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And what's funny for like 3 days is not funny 2 weeks later.
I know.
I have plenty of like that. You know, like so many things have happened since I started the special to now. And that's why like there's some guys who are great, like Nate and stuff like that, you know, Nate Bergazzi and these guys where it's like, you know, this stuff is like timeless, you know, it's like perfect. There's a couple of guys like that are just like genius at that. So,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. But the topical stuff is always very fun in the moment.
Yeah. It's like you're giving the audience like sugar. You know, they're like, whoa. Yeah. They're like tingling. You know?
They love it. It's a little trick.
Yeah, that is the best.
It's a little trick.
Well, what's your thoughts on props? Because my special is full of a boatload of them.
I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
It really is. I said to my producer, I go, we have so many other things in it because I wanted to be more than a special. So I was like, we have so many things else in it, you know, I'm playing the recorder and other things are happening. So I'm like, we've actually made the audience forget I did stand up. It's great. It's like when you have to follow a ventriloquist, you know, something.
Did you have on this tour, this tour leading up to this special, any disaster shows, any shit shows?
I don't really think I do well anytime. I feel like every other show, especially in the showcase world when it's not my crowd,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not relevant. It's a young crowd. They're a little bit more sensitive. Anything you try like fails. So I feel like I have like, I usually like have like, I'd say every other is a bomb. You
really?
Know? In my world of like, sure, I'll get a couple of laughs, but nothing new came out of it. I started hating on the group, you know, like, oh, I get it. That bothers you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really usually like the big towns, like New York, L.A.
When you're doing like showcase shows.
Yeah, you know, and those used to be the shows. And I was talking to Ari Shaffir, who I really respect, especially in the world of like, you know, him and I work at the Cellar. Mm-hmm. And I'll go up there and I'll, you know, like I go on last. So. Mm-hmm. I'll be like having to do stuff to get laughs, you know, that I don't want to do. But whereas he'll do it, and like he's doing his new stuff regardless. Like he's out there to try stuff. And I really think that's balls.
Yeah.
And Jim Norton, another guy who doesn't get enough attention as a comic, he's another guy. He goes up really working on his material. And it's like, I do that to some degree, but I'll always default down to like, oh, okay, I better get a laugh now.
You know?
So I feel like it's a, you know, it's coward, being a coward.
Nah, come on.
No, you're. No, these people have paid.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's another thing we forget is that, you know, these people actually came out to be entertained. My crowd especially, they're older. They like a night out is a big deal for them. And like you look at them and they have to, they're like all like broken, you know, they're exhausted. And I feel for them. It's like I owe them a show, you know?
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that's very professional.
Thank you.
You know, it's so fucked up too how like it's all the turn of phrase. It's all how the words come together and the efficiency of the words and finding the right combination, right?
Yeah.
And that takes so fucking long sometimes. And then sometimes you get lucky, right? And you just say it right the first or second time.
You know, that is so cool that you bring that up because I think everyone can agree that sometimes you hit gold and you're like, that works so well. And then you, the person, gets in the way of whatever that magical moment was and you've turned the phrase or you took a pause somewhere and now it doesn't work at all. And you're like, what happened?
What
you know,
fuck?
It just like fell out of your hand.
Yeah.
You know, that's then you spend the next year thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I went through my old, like, do you have like a thing of like old stuff that never worked, but keep trying?
Yes.
List? Yeah. So I've got that thing. It's almost like, it almost looks like, you know, like a remembrance wall of like ideas, you know, like things like that are no longer even around anymore.
Yeah.
You know, just something like, you know, GameStop.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's weird in there.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
No, I that whole thing of there's sometimes the magic of saying something the first time.
Yeah.
That you're like, holy, you look around the room, you're like, this is it. And it's just because how you said it the first time in that moment. And it's like, can't even be repeated. That's not necessarily like, because it's a great joke. There's just something about how you say something the first time that sometimes can't be mimicked.
Because you caught the wave. It's like the crowd was right and you were right. And it's like that magical thing there. And that's the thing that I think that as a guy who doesn't drink or anything like that, that to me is like the, you know, the opium of it. You know? It's like that, whoa, oh dude, I would love that. If that happened every moment, you know, that would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. I know. I try to I have one bit too that I've been doing it. Like you're talking about, you've had it and it, and every hour I pull it out and I adjust something, like I tweak it and it gets better and then I don't have it on a special. So I'll bring it back and then I'll add something. So this is like the fourth iteration of this.
Oh, nice.
But it's better than it's ever been. You know what I mean? Because I've done it and I've made it better.
Well, how about this? What do you guys think of this? Where it's like, people go, do you watch your stuff? Like, I have a special out. So it's like, I'm not watching that. You know why? Because I've already rewritten every one of those jokes in there. They're all different.
Yes.
There's parts of those jokes and new jokes. And I'm like, ah, I can't put that one here now. You know, so there's a lot of regrets and remorse in it. And, you know, to be honest, it's like, you're capturing a moment whenever you do a special. You're capturing an actual moment of that person and the times and all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people think it's like music. It's not. It's not at all like, it's like, it's almost like highlights from a prize fight or something like that. You know, it's like that moment, you know? So for me, it's like very hard to watch myself anytime because of self-hatred.
Horrible.
Oh my God.
But you guys, I mean, you know, I've done a lot of podcasts this week and I hate to say it, but it seems to be on every podcast, the the host has to be a shaved head with working out. So some kind of. I didn't read that in the paper, but that's the new thing. But you look good. Thanks, but I'm like, man. You know, honestly, it's great to talk to other people who get it. But you know, the people in the audience world, they're like, why wouldn't you want to watch it and have a big party?
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, party? I'm always hiding. You know,
you could always like when we were in green rooms, especially like a few years in, there would be like a newer. You could tell he was newer guy that comes in and he would talk about loving watching himself. And I'd be like, okay, first of all, this guy's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
And secondly, he can't be good. Like nobody good is like, I love to watch myself. It's like, it's one of the hardest things.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, I think you start thinking about your mannerisms, how you move, your voice.
How fat you are.
Yeah, the way you're standing. You're like, I'm leaning on that leg weird. Oh, the man. Whole thing is, I can't watch myself.
It's a disaster.
Well, I've seen people actually show me a clip.
Yeah.
And like, you can't be, you know, mean. Mm-hmm. So they'll show you a clip and I'll be like, that's really good. But there actually were no laughs in it. There was applause.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was like, maybe like at the end, like a little like sound or something like that.
Sure.
And like, you know who it's the real hardest on? I think we'll agree with this. Is like, I remember like when it kind of changed over in comedy and like the club owners who were the gatekeepers before the web, like you'd audition for a club and they go like, you suck, or hey, come back in 6 months, or this kind of thing. All that is kind of over, all that rough talk, kind of like, you know, headline, I wouldn't even let you park cars here. You know, that talk is over.
That would
crush people. They would basically run out and like kill themselves. So now the club owners were the ones that really had to adjust their idea of what is considered funny in our world. They'd be like, you know, I remember we'd be like places I talk. I know them all. You know, I've been on the road forever. So I'm like, you had a guy. So what'd you think? They was like, good turnout. Like they would never say they're funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like good turnout. I mean, you know, the guy was very respectful. You know, it needed a candle in the green room. But other than that, I mean, no problem. I'm like, was the guy, you know, like, well, is him, you know, I was out of the room a lot. I really don't know. They're dodging the question.
Sure. Know? It's totally changed in that regard. Totally changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to.
God, the abuse. You
know, the other thing that they told me.
Exactly.
I was told one time in Boca Raton, there was a guy who went up before me and he had half a grapefruit and then he had a hanger and then he would pretend to fuck the grapefruit with the hanger and then the grapefruit juice was all over the stage and I was. I went up after him and I was sick. I had a fever. But I did my act. I ate shit. Mm-hmm. And the club owner was telling me what a piece of shit I was after. And he was like, you suck. You're not funny. And I go, yeah, but what do you think? The guy with the grapefruit's funny? He's like, that guy at least has an act. You don't have a fucking act. And I was like, well, he's right there. He actually does have a better act than me. He killed.
Yeah. Well, I, honestly, just the whole, you guys know who you're going to perform with now, right? You guys always know. But I always remember going into a town, like before you could bring people, you were always like, for some reason, there was a local headliner, the big gun, was not out of town that week that you're there, and they've decided to middle for you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. But they would spend the entire weekend gunning you off that stage with local references, with like, you know, whatever their secret codes of the thing. Fine. You know, I'm in Denver, you know, but that's what an omelet is. I'm like, what does that mean? Let me in on it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, dude, I get it. You want a headline. Yeah. I understand that, you know?
No, they would try to snipe you all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It made you better, but it also made you just think about like, you know, in these little comedy scenes, you know, there always was the drama of it. I'm sure you know, right?
Yes,
like just like, you know, the good wrestler, bad wrestler kind of situation. But now, you know, I try and like get the locals on as much as I can, you know, give them a guest spot. Like, I think there's something about being in front of a big crowd. But then, like, you know, I kind of learned my lesson too. It's like, you know, sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes it could be a bad thing of like, you know, really like, you know, green people going on in front of a crowd. But my crowd's really forgiving. I mean, like they really want to like, give a shot.
They love comedy.
Yeah. So I figured like that's because it's really, you know, the whole thing is about stage time. Nobody has a secret. You know, it's just about getting up there and, you know, chewing on it basically.
Mm-hmm.
I learned now that like one of my friends, not like a big ticket seller, but like, you know, can get weeks. He said that like the clubs don't even offer, they don't do like, we used to do, you know, Thursday through Sunday or even Wednesday. He's like, they just offer you Friday, Saturday now. That's it.
Oh, because the headliner doesn't do like the Wednesday through Thursday through Sunday.
He's just saying that like the clubs are like, here's the offer. It's Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
they,
wow.
They don't do, like we used to do, you know.
Yeah, the whole fucking five week.
Nights. And he's like, they don't even offer that.
Wow. So how do you get good? That's so tough.
I don't know.
They don't nurture and they the
book,
younger comics.
And they book, you know, TikTok stars and YouTube stars. They're like, yeah, like they filled it up. They filled it up.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, what do you guys think of the, like, I'm all for this TikTok thing as long as it's like on the off nights or afternoons or something like that, you know, like, but it seems like they kind of drifted into the weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of great comics out there who aren't getting worse.
So
we all know that, right? So I'm always like, not only are you up against this whole filling seats, but you're also up against people who can immediately fill seats and they're taking up the good weekends, you know?
That sucks.
You know, but I would say that since we are in the, I don't know where we are in the comedy boom. Where do you think we are?
It's still on an upswing.
It's still high.
Yeah. I think we're in the Titanic, and there is something ahead of us.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, there is. Yeah,
it's not here yet. It's still a party.
It's still a party, but we all are distracted.
Yeah, something's happening.
But there's still shockability, because that's really cool. It's so easy to shock right now, which is such a gift. Because I remember, like, in 2008, you really had to work. You could say everything back then.
You think that was the cutoff then, 2008?
About that, I want to say around when Obama got elected, things started to get a little closed.
Yeah.
You're like, there goes all my N-word bits.
Tell
me about it.
There was ramification to comedy.
Started to get sensitive. I'm like, okay, this is weird. Yeah. Oh, no, that was the last time, right? That was fun? 2010, maybe?
Well, I just noticed that, like, there was this, I mean, look, the culture changes every few years. I remember, I would think close to then, people would openly say, like, on stage, you know,
really?
Like that was just like it was, you know, people would laugh. And then and the other thing that there used to be this crowd work thing that I feel like was very common that you could tell like how society changes, where like if two guys were together. A comic on stage would be like, what is this, your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And everybody would laugh. And there just came a time where it just tipped over where. People just stopped with that reference, which, like, you know, you could be like, yeah, that's very dated or whatever, but it's because they were just like, yeah, that probably is.
Yeah.
It became not a joke.
You pretty much just described every guy I started with on Long Island, which was all that. Hey, you're this.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. Yeah. And then you can't. And then a lot of stereotypical, you know, and this guy does this and these people do this. And why do they smell like that? You know, that kind of stuff. So that was like hardcore Long Island, you know, Jersey comedy.
Yeah.
You know? And the crowd loved it.
They loved it.
And every one of them, you would think like, oh, well, what's wrong with these people? It was like they were regular people. You know, they were having a night out. You're allowed to say these things.
Sure.
You know? So they didn't see any kind of thing. And, you know, it was also like, a fire forget kind of situation, like a weapon. Like, you know, that was that, you know, it's like, what are you talking about? That was last night. You know, there's another night ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's what was a comedy. Now it's like every show is like in perpetuity. You know, it's like, you know, it's like they around the web, you know, it's like going around. It's like that was just like something they said in the moment. You know, now there's, like I said, stakes to everything. So. But that's a good tell, like 2008, I guess.
It was still fun back then.
I also dread a lot of these. I feel like a lot of them are work now. Like, just like, okay, here we go. You guys are real, this really didn't come out for a party here, that's for sure.
It is funny how you, like, you can just say something. I mean, I get it, in especially popping up in the clubs, into like local sets, where you can just say one thing and immediately... You just feel the whole crowd go like,
yeah,
it just feels like a judgment, but it's like, it's weird and that it feels like they went from like, we're here to have a good time to like, that's not what you say.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to ask you a question, big room, small room, like now you said you just played an amphitheater and stuff like that. And, you know, much props for doing that, but when you're there, like in the outdoor world of comedy, you know, do you go like, you know what, you know, there's some things comedy can do, some things comedy can't do, and I think that the outdoor shows are the hardest.
I do too. I think the thing that always makes a difference, like you can talk poorly or you can gloat and praise any place. But it's like because of how great or bad a crowd was. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so true.
You could shit on, I mean, I've had horrible sets outdoors. Horrible.
But it's amplified, by the way. I've seen a bad set outdoors.
Yeah,
I mean, I was on, so and bad. It really does look like a guy. It's the worst. It looks like a dictator trying to explain to his subjects yeah, why.
Yes,
that's true. Have you ever had a great outdoor show?
Well, I just did. That's what I was saying.
It's like once in 20 years.
And yeah. we had two nights.
It's terrible.
So like that's why I was like, there's something special about here. It was a St. Augustine amphitheater, mm-hmm. and here's the thing. Like you come in. First of all, they have like just a very cool crew, like staff there, and a place
that
where
makes
like,
a big difference.
You know,
they
catered lunch and dinner for everybody. They had like an outdoor area for people to hang, ping pong tables. They had cool decor, like a fun atmosphere.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
Very nice, friendly people. Then, and that so we had our first show there, and it was fantastic. And then we left, and we do another show, and then we come back the next day to do the day after to do another show there, and it was unreal. You know, they did like an oyster, like they steamed oysters for us right there on the spot.
So do you
like
think
they,
it was the hospitality you
the
received?
Hospitality plays a role in like, hey, I like it here. But the crowds at both shows, there's a 5,000 seater at both shows were like so hot. And part of that, I think, is that it's, you know, it's St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times like the not, you know, like, you know, New York, LA, they're like, hey, we get everything, right? Yeah. So I think when you go to certain markets, they're like more excitable that you're there, even though it's not like a tiny market. I'm saying like they get, but
they're pumped you're there. New York,
pumped.
You can see
they were,
anything.
They were pumped. And so I think if you put that, crowd anywhere, you're like, that was fucking awesome.
I know.
Well, here's what I like about the outdoor shows is that the weather is a part of the show.
Yeah.
And that also the setup of an outdoor show, especially like on Bert's tour, you know, this is really complicated. He gives them a great show. There's multimedia effects involved and all that stuff. But like you're on a stage and you're trying to like blah, 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 blah. You're walking around in this like electrical cords and like high tension things all there. It's like, oh, I better not step on that. And, you know, there'll be some guy like, don't go there. Don't go over there. Don't go over there. And I'm just going to put my drink on this. Don't do that. Not do that. That's a transponder. And it's going to black out the town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, then it's like, you're looking, you know, I'll just look up, you know, because there's really nothing to look at. You're like looking up, you know, there's like a... You know, the grid, they always have that with the lights, they're swaying. Sure. It's like one of those is going to fall.
Yeah.
Sure. How could it not?
Yeah.
You know, you might see a plane pulling a banner, you know.
There's inherent danger.
Yawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Just work the atmosphere for a minute. Look at that cloud coming in at us. You know. But yeah, that's the outdoor shows, you know.
Yeah. I've had one that shell shocked me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, like where a bomb just like... Like you leave and you're like, what the fuck?
That's tough.
Quit comedy.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy walk out to the car. You got to go through tunnels and all this kind of stuff. And there's a locker room somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough.
It's tough, man. Yeah. And you start thinking about it and then you go, it's the place. I should never go to that place again.
Yeah.
The place.
It's cursed. You're like, it's a cursed. Sure. Somebody hates me there.
But I always try like, you know, because we've all seen that Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
It's like, just be bigger. You know, like just bring bigger energy, which is like, I don't know how to do it like you guys do with the big room, you know, like the big room thing. But like, it just makes you look like you're bombing, you know, like.
Yeah,
you know,
that's and so it's true. Like,
then I said, let's go for coffee.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's not going to help. You think it is, but.
You do have to like dial it up in a not artificial way in big, I think. You know what I mean? Like if you're this guy, like you stand like this, you can still do that. But you just have to be like, you dial up how animated you are a little bit.
Yes, that's important.
You have to kind of go like, because I've had people also with me where I'm like, you're too small right now. You gotta project a little more.
Yep.
Right? If there's fucking 10,000 people, you can't just.
Now, I've done tours with guys back in the day who we were doing theaters, but and back then that was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Where they really like knew how to work a theater crowd and they were really like, they loved it. Like you could tell like they felt like, you know, this is where, you know, I belong and they own this space. And I was like, man, I'm so jealous, you know, like,
what's your ideal setup for comedy? What size crowd do you love?
Well, I'd like a half full room on a Monday. I feel that's where
I know.
I feel like my ego matches the crowd. No, I think like a 400, 300 seat comedy club is where it's at, or 1,000 plus seat theater, a small one. There's a lot of great small theaters out there. It's just
there
like
are.
You know, you travel and then you got to drive and then you get there and you realize, you know, you know, you didn't really make any money, but it was a great, yeah. beautiful theater.
The shows in thousand seaters are sometimes the best shows.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think, there's a couple of really, really well, it's all about the acoustics. And I think Comedy Works Denver is probably the best. I put that at the top of the list, the Downtown Club. Of like, just like spoils you for what sound should sound like, yeah. you know?
Part of it's those low ceilings and the,
Yeah, and just that, you know, you get a full crowd in there and like you are hit with a wall of laughter. Yeah. It's like,
so good.
It's intoxicating.
Didn't you just did you do like a 1,000-seat theater? You just did
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm. Where I was don't it? Remember. Where? Which one?
In New York or Connecticut or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, yeah, Connecticut.
Connecticut has a lot of theaters.
Yeah, so great. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be like a conservative town. They're going to be like... these uptight people that live in the city, like the brokers, the buy-sell guys, mm-hmm. and they're just the best. They were nuts.
That's awesome.
I like the little town theaters because of the shows coming up, and it's always like Spyro Gyra or like something very soothing. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's so you know, great.
Disconnect and revitalize with, and it's somebody you've never heard of.
Dave, I love how self-loathing you are. It's so refreshing, and like, I think the greatest ones are.
Really? Well, thank you. I would say that's my Spidey power, if you will. The self-hate.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but you know, I'm a pretty lucky cat outside of that. How do you guys get through the night? I mean, honestly.
There's a lot of quiet self-hatred too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not after that oyster bar thing.
That oyster bar was the shit.
That was really like, I was like, they had an oyster bar in Florida?
Dude.
The flies. The flies.
They also had the table. So they had a table where the steamer was built into the table.
Come on.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So like, you steamed them in the table. That was fucking amazing.
But that's for the house. That's not for the crowd though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's just for us. It was just for the comics and like the crew. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. St. Augustine Amphitheater. Sweet. You're the shit.
Right.
Yeah. So how?
Oh, yeah, look at it. Good show.
Oh, elephants.
This is safari.
Yeah, it's a safari.
Take your kids to Kenya.
Yeah, and then the elephant kills everybody. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Holy shit.
I guess
dude.
You can't go down that road. That's what he's telling him. Don't go down that road.
This is my fucking house.
We need that on the border. I think that's what you're going to segue to. Let's get some elephants down there.
That would be great. In El Paso. Some fucking huge elephants.
No, let's stop it.
Oh, what's happening here? Oh, that's terrible.
That's a good one. Why did that make me laugh? I never laugh at these.
You don't.
I never laugh at these.
And you really laughed there.
I think because I'm so afraid of ladders.
Yeah.
I never would do that.
Oh.
Like she should know better in my mind.
She's okay.
Yeah, but know better.
Wow.
Don't get on a fucking ladder.
That is, yeah. I'm afraid of ladders too.
Really?
No,
I was thinking because you never know. You need a friend with a ladder, someone to hold it.
Yeah. Nobody
I don't trust anyone.
Do you ever get like fascinated with window washers
in New York? Yeah, those guys are heroes.
Yeah,
nobody thinks about them until like one's dangling for his life.
I know.
They need it. They need a day.
80 floors up.
They need their own day.
They do need their own day.
They do.
I mean, no one knows this.
Oh, this one's gross.
Oh.
The lack of awareness, too, is really what you get on this.
Oh, that's terrible.
But like, the space is only this
and
big.
The
How
guy's
does she
just there to,
it?
Like, hold her, like, step here, and she steps into the gap.
How do you fail?
Just step right there.
Just go. Oh,
oh my God.
And then you hear them go, she can't swim.
Yeah.
Well, she's dead. For
she didn't make it, right?
No way. She's got to be dead. She can't. How are they going to rescue her? The boat is here. The dock is here. It's cement in a boat.
What an awesome end, that straw hat. Yes. What happened?
She's gone. We lost her. What's this?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my God.
He's not okay.
He got ran.
I can always watch these because I know that's never going to happen to me.
No, yes.
I don't ski and I don't jump
never
ski.
Never going to ski.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's
fuck
so
skiing.
Fucked up. He's so
terrible.
How about this guy? He's going to make it. Nope.
No.
That's a whole bunch of limbs broken too. Shoulder, arm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
He's all broken.
Well, he's totally
unconscious.
He actually is dead, I think. Yeah. Is he alive? I hope so.
He broke every bone in
and
his
look
body.
Look at those outfits too. It's just so, they have to cut that. The EMTs like, oh no.
Well, there's more.
Oh, this is better. This is more of the. Yeah.
That's what's up.
This guy, is, yeah.
Oh, fuck. The amount of rotations. Oh, that's rocks.
Did he hit the rock?
Oh, I think he did.
I don't know why these are tickling me.
Yeah, you're really laughing at this.
I think because I know how stupid this is as a hobby. I think this is the stupidest thing you can do. People die skiing all the time.
You think skiing's
stupid?
Don't
do this. Why are you doing this?
Never
it's cold. It's I've never skied in my life, and I'm perfectly fine never having skied. I will never do this, and I'll never do it.
Here's one more. It's the last one. I think he's going to be fine, though. This guy makes it out all right.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm blaming the slope. Is this the same slope?
It's the same slope.
Wow.
Bro.
Oh, shit, dude.
It's kind of nice that they're all unconscious, though, you know?
I hope so.
Each of them got knocked out.
That is the nice part, as you say.
I think so far of the people I feel sorry for is the woman on the ladder. I think that was the one, like, she had to do that. Hey, it's a nice day. Let's climb up and down on a ladder, right? She had something was going on up there, maybe a cat. She had a cat down. Not like these guys over here, these playboys.
These playboys.
Back at the lodge, there's going to be a lot of talking. Those
pretty
are
good.
Some sweet.
You're right about the colors of the outfits. Yeah. Why do they have to be so gay? Why can't they have
I thought they were flags of countries or something. Where's that?
Why do you have to do pink and hot, you know, hot pink and blue? Can't they have like cool black?
I would have all white so no one would see me so bad, like on the slope.
So when you die like this, they don't even get you.
I guess so they could find you in the avalanche.
That's probably why.
Yeah. That's so weird, man.
Fuck.
And look at the guys coming to help him. That's like his pit crew.
Yeah, that is his pit
man.
Crew.
Oh, man. What happened?
You good? No. You realize, too, it's probably like, it could be like 15 broken bones.
Oh, at least.
Like
his neck is broken.
Arms,
that's like internal bleeding I got over there. Yeah,
dude, you launch yourself like 100 miles an hour off a fucking slope.
Why don't they just build the hospitals by the ski slopes? Wouldn't that be so much easier than have the helicopter them out?
Did you ever see that
That's such
clip
a good
of
point.
Bobby Kelly on that inner tube?
And Which one?
Like, Bobby Kelly. He's like on an inner tube. He's on vacation with his kids. And
I love Bobby. He's great.
And he goes flying up to it and cracks his ribs.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, and he has it on camera. And he said that he was like, I'm good. And he walked over. He didn't want to see his kid to see him getting like, carted out, but he met the ambulance on the other side to go to the hospital.
There's nothing worse than a cracked rib. There's really nothing they can do.
You can't
for
do
it.
Anything.
Can't do anything for it. Yep.
Yeah. Do you like learning other languages? Do you ever do that?
You know what? I was talking to somebody recently. I go like, you know, no one's had more chances to learn another language than me.
Yeah.
I mean, in high school, you know, they have like Spanish,
sure.
and French, and all that kind of stuff.
Never took to it.
Hebrew school. I'm Jewish. Yeah. You know? Trying to teach me another language? No, didn't think about it. Then in college, and I went to college in New York City, I could have learned Haitian, Southern Somalia. Yeah. I mean, I could have learned a lot of other, but I wish I knew them. Yeah.
Now there's so many apps.
Yeah.
And like, you can learn. Like, I've been practicing, mostly been practicing Italian, but even like before I went to Japan for like a couple of months, I was doing little Japanese lessons, and you know, it helps you learn. Like Korean looks cool. This is a Korean lesson.
You in Korean. Ni ga, ni ga. You are the best. Ni ga 최고야. I like you. Ni ga 좋아. You, ni ga.
Korean.
That seems more like a re-education camp, like where they like, you know, you will learn.
You will learn, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's an app you can get?
Yeah, I can send you these links.
I'm sure my phone already knows about it. I'm sure it's already on my phone. That's great. I think that would be a great language to learn too, Korean.
Korean would be great. Mandarin will really set you up.
Mm. I'm just saying for the K-pop experience. Like you finally understand what they're singing about.
네가 최고야.
You want to try?
No thanks, Tom Hanks. You try.
Niga chegiwa. I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there.
How hard can it be?
That's not that bad.
That's a tough gig.
That's a tough gig.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Look how his skin is.
What's
so
another
shiny.
Language? What do you guys have?
Well, so I have on my phone, I have, like I said, the Italian stuff. I have a little bit of French I've done.
Yeah.
French is supposed to be easier for us, but
is it?
Yeah, there's a lot more shared English with French than any other language.
Well, you know what they say is, like, overseas, and this is so true, is that they learn English by watching our TV shows.
Yes.
And, you know, I've tried to do it the other way. We watch their TV shows, and I've just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, there's actually some great shows coming out of Korea, for sure.
Korea makes also arguably the best movies. Their movies are the shit.
Yeah. For sure.
They have a great filmmaking world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their problems over there, especially with credit and like all the stress of like school and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting to see another country like where they, you
know. The cool thing about Korean movies too is, so when you make a movie in the States here, a lot of times you go, all right. And so then in the end, he cries because she left him. And then the movie studio here will be like, well, that's not a cool ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make it so that she comes back and everybody feels good. And in Korea, they're just like, no. She leaves, and then the guy kills himself. Yeah. And then they're like,
that's print. What happens.
Then they make the movie. They make it like that.
I think that was adorable how you put in our movies that the she and he, when it's a them and they
situation
during the pitch. And then they says, you know what? Why break up a good thing? Yeah. And then it says back.
So presumptuous, Tom.
You want to show Dave something?
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know. Okay. Are you familiar with TikTok? Are you on there?
I'm not on there as much as I should be. I think, so.
Do you have a page?
I'm going to, to put my clips up.
You got to put the clips up.
Yeah.
Especially there.
And I, for a long time, I was like, that's not how I want people to see it. But now I realize that, like I said, the attention span. So
they're going
to
love it. But anyway, I like to curate clips from TikTok, but the outliers, I like to share the marginalized communities.
I like that too.
So it's not people dancing. Get ready for a ride.
Hello. Shtatule. Am tesalune wainne. Wain bedekun. Man nahlet.
It's Ramadan.
That guy is great.
He's cool.
He's the Lawrence of Arabia of bees. I'm sorry that's long, but I mean, first impressions, you know what? I'm going to give that guy a rose. Yeah. I mean, the bees will love it.
From a dead sleep.
It sucks so bad. Dude.
It does. He doesn't know what happened.
Oh man!
Like, you know, you've fallen out of bed. This is like your worst nightmare.
This is why
you don't sleep up there.
This one is a great one. Thank you. I grew up in bunk beds. I can't tell you how many times that happened.
Really?
You did?
Yes. I was masturbating or something up there, and my brother would kick it like, "I could see what you do," and I'd come flying out.
Did you fall on the hard floor like that?
No. No, we had a thing called a carpet, not like this. Right. Yeah. What is this?
It's in Turkmenistan.
This is a hostel, I believe.
Hostel. Yeah,
it does feel like it.
I'm glad someone's finally asking this question. They are.
Oh, this is
my problem is that I'm too hot, too successful in my career. I make too much money. I have too many amazing friends and family, too many cute clothes. Do you know how hard it is to choose an outfit each day? Wow. I also have so many amazing and hot people sliding into my DMs every day. It's time consuming to respond to all these messages. Honestly, I've had it too good for too long. I think my problem is that my life is so wonderful and I only have 24 hours in a day to appreciate it all.
That's cool. That's awesome. Hair on her tits. You don't see that every
Somehow
day.
This clip just brought me right back to Portland, Oregon in the early... In the early aughts. So that's great. At least, you know, I like the positive
talk. Positive spin on it.
Yeah, the positive spin.
And she still has vocal fry, which is amazing.
Yeah.
With all the hormones you take.
By the way,
these are just randoms.
It's never naturally occurring.
It is wild to see. And she has gargantuan tits.
Yeah, the huge.
I didn't want to make mention of it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. So girl first, and then transition to male. Is that what we're saying?
But the glass frame says it all. You know, I'm a reader.
Things to remember about mirrors in public. Okay. Put your finger up to it, and if there's a space, you're in a safe place.
What?
Fun facts of Brian.
So this is a policeman and he posts these videos to help people like stay safe. So apparently that's not, you know, a fake mirror where like people can be behind it watching you pee and stuff, which I never understood anyway. Like who wants to watch people take shits, but some people do.
I love it. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
I can see the eyes moving on the paintings here.
Yeah,
so.
You're not in a safe space.
So he gives like some like when you go to a strange hotel or something like
Correct.
That.
Correct.
Nice.
Correct.
So if there's a space.
If there's
the
a space in between your finger and the mirror, it's an actual mirror.
Got you.
Whereas if you do it, it's like a false mirror, like a one-sided mirror, yeah, then there will be
touch.
No space.
It would touch. There'd be no space. Okay.
So this is really good knowledge. Like, where is he on the algorithm of these
That's
things?
That's the thing
like,
is you get everything on TikTok.
Okay. But
you
I'm hoping this one is a little higher because it actually can help, help people
useful.
Then the ski falls. You know?
Which guy do you like better? The positive guy? Yeah, I like that. Yay, let's go. Hey, good to see you again. Or the negative guy? Oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this.
Is there a third option? Oh, he's fucking drooling.
Oh, that's great.
I like the positive guy. Don't you better?
He's talking to his dog, right? I mean, that's what old people at the end. That's all you got is that dog. I like the positive guy better than the drooling maniac. But there is something about the elderly and technology. I've already said, hey, you know what? At that point, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. No.
I mean, these are his ham radio years.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, come in. Come in, Cuba.
You still have the flip phone?
Yeah, I had it out.
No.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. Do you want me to call him?
Yeah, give him a call.
Ed, how are you feeling? Don't climb any ladders.
Flip phone Dave. Yeah. You didn't know
You're
that?
Still on the flip. Can you text message people
yeah,
with that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He does.
You go,
he has to do
A,
it. Yeah,
B,
he has to do like three pushes on
no.
the Yeah, he does.
People are like, oh, it takes you so long. Oh, really? Why, you're going to send somebody a couple of hearts and an apple face? I mean, come on. This is. It comes from the heart.
How old is that phone?
This one's about 3 or 4 years old, but I have once. See, the thing is that these are built for like, they show you like this one. It's like you're a construction manager,
you're
on the scene and you might drop it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this is like all weather and all that kind of stuff. It's never for like, you know, you're afraid of technology and you're a sad man in a Comfort Inn somewhere. You know, this is perfect. The battery lasts a long time because it takes you a long time to text.
Okay. Good.
That's my prop for it.
I love it.
Thank you.
The fuck? Just
well,
oh, just going.
See, I'm sorry. This is stealing from Keaton and all the other great silent screen
oh, that's
guys.
True.
This is like Chaplin 2.0 here. I mean, honestly,
that dude totally missed a gaping hole in the street. Mm. God damn!
Wow.
Did you know that the sun is super smart?
It has like 10 million degrees. Y'all take care. Bye.
Nice.
What do you think, Dave?
This guy is built for happy hour.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I mean, look at him. Do you think he works in a used car lot and he's just driving the cars around or something?
He is thrilled.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. And you're right, built for happy hour. He enjoys Chili's, jalapeno poppers.
Chili's, you hit it right there.
Just simple pleasures.
Yeah, like, wait, of course. I don't mind sitting in this lobby.
Nachos? Can you imagine what this guy does with a fucking plate of nachos?
Oh, I loved it.
He's like, could you take it to the back, throw a little more cheese on there?
And let's face it, this guy is built for Christmas. Look at those rosy cheeks.
Rosy.
So sweet.
I like it.
So these are sneakers, a sneaker tattoo. But here's my problem with it.
The toes?
You left the toesies out.
Yeah.
So what's the point of wearing the shoes?
This is fucking so bad.
Well, let me
do you
ask
know how much you're going to regret this?
No.
As a woman, do you like a tatted dude or no? Do you like a tat man?
I do like the way it looks. Oh.
That's his other phone.
Sorry, I left the kid in the car. Go ahead.
I like it. It signifies I'm a dangerous bad guy. I'm a little unstable emotionally
on a guy.
Mm-hmm. But I've dated a few before Tom, and then I chose the guy with no tattoos to marry and have children with. So there you go.
Mm. Well, there you
go. I think it's hot.
And on the lady, do you like a couple of tats?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same thing. I've gone out with a couple just, you know, scallywagons, kind of dangerous suicide girls, unpredictable, fucking bad decisions.
Sure.
You know, different colored hair, tats. And I'm like,
you love it.
But, you know, the tatting.
But then I married one with one tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I think that's tasteful, by the way.
Thank you.
But, you know. Unless it involves some kind of military service or gang affiliation, I'd say a lot of these tats are, you know,
yeah,
I'm saying like it could be anything. But yeah. I know people, it's almost like a
you
religion.
Have tats?
No, nothing at all. No. Just a few unexplained bruises. Sorry, so one of my jokes. Go ahead. Sorry.
How many Pokemon manhole covers can I find today in Japan? No. Let's find out. The first one of the day was the adorable Chansey and Jigglypuff here in Fukushima.
That's good.
I love them so much. Next, it was us taking a bus, plus the Shinkansen, all the way up to Utsunomiya in Tochigi. And the first one we found there was Electabuzz and Squovet.
Do they have Pokemon
for lunch,
manhole
we had
covers?
Gyoza,
adult,
which are dumplings.
Adult
and Utsunomiya
man looking
is
for
famous
Pokemon.
For their gyoza, so make sure you try it when you're there.
Yeah, would you rather have this guy or get a tats?
I'd rather
We're gonna
have
miss
a
our train, so we had to run to the next one.
Don't make me run. I'm full of gyoza.
Is he shooting this with one
of course,
those sticks?
The manhole
yeah.
had to be on top of a hill and
his
coffee. But we ended up finding Thundurus. Thankfully, the running paid off.
Okay, I'm good, Gene. Thank
your
you.
Your parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you said that, you know, mom, dad, there's something that I want to do. You're like, what is it, college? It's like, no, I want to travel, but I also want to get to the heart of this Pokemon thing that's going
manhole
on.
Manhole covers?
The heart of it. Yeah.
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 That's weird, huh?
I don't
it's
like
so strange.
It.
Never thought about something like that.
It's like we cover Disney adults.
Wow. Wow.
Look how collected he is, too.
And also, because he wants to hit her now, and she thinks it's coming, too, you know?
Oh, sure.
She dropped it on him.
Of course.
But, I mean, can you play it again?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that on the show?
She got scared.
Yeah.
She chickened out.
Now, do you think it was more about, like, soda brand? Like, this is... I don't know who he represents in the Pepsi war.
I mean, she really... did a shit job.
Yeah. She chickened out. She got scared.
He is collected.
He's so chill right now.
Yeah.
He's
look,
do
you think
guy.
When he regroups, though, he's going to be
gonna
like...
kick the shit out of her.
Yeah.
But look at the guy behind him. Is like,
yeah.
ooh, he
he's
feels
he's doing the sympathy
more.
Touch.
Yeah.
He's like, right here, no? Right here, no?
It's right here.
It's right here. It
more
hurts.
Pleasure.
I'm feeling no good.
Oh! I know exactly who this is.
You do?
Is that Walter the pug? No, it's a different one.
This pug screams, and he screams in public.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I follow these pugs. This is something that I actually follow. Look at him.
So
look
cute.
How angry he is. Look how uncomfortable the other dog is. Like, embarrassed. Like, I am so embarrassed.
Fucking bark, bro. Why can't you bark?
Yeah, she'll take this dog in, like, an airport, and it'll start howling like this, and everyone thinks she's, like, abusing the dog. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Like, there's something about that, like, watching these. Like, you're expressing our own, like, angst with the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, really.
That's what it's all about, Dave.
Look at him. Oh. So and good. As a mother, I assume when you hear that, it activates something in you,
I
right?
start lactating, yeah. When you hear your baby cry like that.
Look at that other dog. He's like, I
yeah, he's
just want
fucking
out of here.
Hates it.
It's like in jail. You never know who your cellie's going to be. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm done with him for the rest of our lives. This cry, this cry
so
baby.
Stressing him out. Stressed the fuck out.
One more time, in case you haven't yet, check out Hot Crust. Hot Cross Buns, streaming now on Netflix. Dude, it's so great that you stopped by and saw
thank
us.
You thank so you so much.
It's first of all, a huge fan of both of yours. And to be with you and your fans, I mean, thank you so much.
No, you're
the best,
dude.
Dude.
You're the best. Congratulations on the special. And hope to see you soon, man.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Jeans. Wipe your beehole.
Dry rub it. Always jam on one. The rub rub, the rub rub. Fat dick.
The fat dick.
The rub rub.
Come hugging. The fat dick.
You guys are doing good.
The rub rub.
And the
dick detectives.
Doing good. Breaking your dong open.
There's a lot of stuff in there. I gotta get it out.
Dick doctors.
Cum dripping from your beard.
Itchy buttholes.
Kind of don't like when they spray paint sheep.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
OMG.
guys are doing good.
How'd that feel?
Felt great.